Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Sermons of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Our meditation passage today begins Hebrews chapter 10, starting at verse 19. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the true confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. But recall the former days, when after you were enlightened, you endured hard struggle with sufferings, sometimes being publicly exposed to reproach and affliction, and sometimes being partners with those so treated. For you had compassion on those in prison, and you joyfully accepted the plundering of your property, since you knew that you yourselves had a better possession and an abiding one. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised. Since yet a little while, and the coming one will come and will not delay, but my righteous one will live by faith. And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. But we are not those who shrink back and are destroyed, but those who have faith and preserve their souls. Verse 19 starts with an invitation. Quote, we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus. The curtain has been torn, the way is open, and it's not by our righteousness or our offering, but by the sacrifice of Christ, as we looked at yesterday. Verse 22 then makes the invitation. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith. Picture yourself. You're standing far off at a distance, timid, unsure if you're going to be welcomed by the person you can see afar off. They then signal to you, come near, come towards me. This is what it's like. You've been welcomed. We've then been welcomed into God's presence in the same way, cleansed and unashamed. Allow yourself to feel that invitation. What is it like to approach him? Do you recognize that you have been cleaned and purified and can approach the throne with confidence, or do you still feel the timid nature, the shame maybe that marks your life? Know that Jesus has made the way. Consider that. The passage then urges us to hold fast to our hope without wavering, for, quote, he who promised is faithful. Our life always is challenging. It presses in on us. Doubts are always present in our mind. But God's faithfulness always stands firm. St. John Chrysostom, one of the church fathers, has a way of describing the hope that marks the Christian. And he describes it like this, quote, for as a ship which has a strong anchor abides unshaken by storms, so we too, if we hold fast the confession of our hope, shall be in safety. Reflect on where your hope is anchored. What storms are you facing in your life right now? And consider how we're called to not anchor our hope in this world, but rather up into heaven. Tether it not to our strength or to our circumstances, but to God's promise. Let him be the source of your steady hope. Verse 24 and 25 then call us to stir up love and good works, and they encourage us not to neglect to meet together. Our faith isn't something solitary, but rather something shared. Something that is developed and strengthened by those around us, by our community. Who in your life maybe needs encouragement in their faith today? Consider who has it been that's encouraged you recently. Bring them to your mind. Thank God for this reality that our faith isn't meant to be on our own. The hope is meant to be built up by meeting together. Then the tone shifts, though, in 26. It shifts into more of a warning, where if we reject God's grace, there's no other sacrifice. This is a sobering truth, and what it's meant to do is not stir up fear in us, but rather underscore the treasure we have in Christ. Jesus' blood is not a small thing, it's everything. We're meant to cling to it each and every day. Finally, this passage highlights the race of faith we are running. Quote, "You have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what is promised." For many of us, the road of discipleship is going to be long. Maybe you're going to pass away soon, but for many of us listening, we have a long road ahead. But the promise of God is sure, that God meets us in the struggles of our life, in the challenge of the race that is set before us to run. Verse 39 ends with this rousing reminder, quote, "We are not of those who shrink back and are destroyed, but of those who have faith and preserve their souls." If you're listening to this podcast right now, you're not one who is shrinking back, but already you're pressing on towards Christ. Allow that truth to bring you rest today. You are His, and He is with you in your struggle and in your race as you run today. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.